You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc.
What's up next, Marissa?
All right, so actually, I forgot. I did handwrite on my printed notes one more song that had eluded my list that I feel could possibly not be slow jam because of the faster pace.
Oh, interesting.
I took off something else at the end. Genuine's Pony. It's more raunchy. I totally admit that that's not a clear, it's like, it's not quite to Boys to Men. In the SATs and GREs and all that, I was terrible with the similes, like blank is to blank as blank is to blank. It just doesn't quite mesh in, but this is sexy hip time and it's getting raunchy and hot in here. So I put it on the list. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
Not what I would call a slow jam, but I get it.
Yep.
Yeah. I didn't initially consider it one, but then I was like, I think I would have been more mad at myself if I hadn't included it, even though if it's not 100% it.
Hey, Doc, do you have another Genuine song on your list?
I have one as an honorable mention.
Okay. Mm. That may be mine.
Mm, okay. Mm.
That one's on my list.
Okay.
I forgot there was a rapper on Twisted. Sorry, I'm deep in. I'm sorry, I'm deep
there
in.
There definitely was a rapper on Twisted.
I'm deep in Keith Sweat Wikipedia. God help me.
There's definitely a rapper.
Thank you for saying Wikipedia. Thank you for that's a very suggestive statement. I'm
deep in Keith Sweat right now.
I was like, cool.
All right, Marissa, what's up next?
All right, I'm moving on to part four. I have two statements. It's called Troubled Love ? Did you learn a life lesson ?
Troubled Love. All right, what do we got? I think I have some ideas about what might be here, but what do you got?
I think you do too. The first one is If I Ever Fall in Love by Shy.
Absolutely on my list.
On my list.
Is that the first one we've all agreed?
I think so.
Possibly, I think, yeah.
Absolutely, I mean, on my list. No question about it.
It's funny. He's a broken man, haunted past, like super attractive to whoever this next person is. Like, wait, if I ever fall in love, it could be you. I mean, it has the acapella. It has the thing. It has all the things. It has some eagle face. It has intensity, girl.
Let's be clear. The acapella version is the version that we're talking about, right? Like the version with the beat just does not count.
I'm okay with the version with the beat, but the acapella version's better.
So okay.
You're trying to fight through so dissension, Doc, or Armand. You're trying to be like, no, thank you for falling in line, Doc. This is the acapella version.
If I Ever Fall in Love is perfect. It's great. It's great. Love it. Has anybody ever covered that? I'm sure somebody has, but
probably.
I'm sure they have.
Now I'm heading to who sampled his. I'm sure someone has sampled that. I'm curious. Mm. Let's see. Oh man, Little Romeo sampled that.
Oof. Wait. What's the name of the song?
My Cinderella.
Ew.
Oh.
Is that on your list?
No.
Okay.
Is that on your list?
I don't know. I don't even know what that is.
There's a.
What's happening, ladies? What's up with my list?
I'm so mad right now.
That's just disrespectful.
I'm so mad.
Oh, that was so bad.
That's exactly what you thought it was going to be.
Oh, boy.
Wait, there's a Fabulous and Meek Mill record that samples this?
Oh, God.
Can you
called
play
caught,
it back?
Caught Up?
Hold on.
Play it.
All right, hold up. Here we go.
Invisible attraction. Invisible attraction.
I've never heard this.
I've never heard this either. This is terrible. Nope, I'm out. Jump it out the window.
Jumping out the window.
Oh, that's so bad. And then, not that we need to listen to it, but of course, Pentatonix covered this with Jason Derulo, which just sounds like the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
We're not playing that one.
That sounds bad on paper.
Lil Romeo was funny. Fabulous and Meek Mill
was bad.
Hilarious.
It's low so in case you didn't know so, Armand.
Jason. He's so NY, like he was making a PlayStation.
That's such a bad line. Oh god.
Yeah, all no, right. Jason Derulo is just gonna piss me off, so we're not gonna do that.
All right. Next up, Marissa.
All right. So if I think I have.
You've got to be coming into the home stretch now. Yeah.
I'm trying to math it up, but math is hard. So I'm going to go with Twisted by Keith Sweat. I almost put it in the flirty part at the beginning, but once you listen to the lyrics, it's great for dancing. You can dance fight. It's a conversation. The love isn't requited. You know you are my lover. You got me twisted over you, but you know I got what you need. Comments.
This is not really a slow jam to me.
I don't think it's a slow jam either.
I think it is. Period.
Also, the music video is completely ridiculous.
It's hilarious. Is he like a detective?
He's a detective, and there's like a Chinese like royalty guy who gets like shot, and then like the killer escapes, but it's the woman.
Okay, the fact that you know all of this,
I'm reading it off Wikipedia. Let's be honest. There's a description of the music video on Wikipedia, which is great.
Okay, I'm trying to keep it real.
All right.
Yep. So you think this is?
What was that?
Armand's like nothing.
Nothing. Huh?
Huh?
That's what?
What?
How dare you?
Okay. Next up, Marissa.
Okay. So we're still on the troubled love. Did you learn a life lesson? We're down on bended knee, Boys to Men.
I mean, has to be on. It's definitely on my list. No question. Armand.
Honorable mention.
Honorable mention.
You are so hard.
On bended knee is great.
It is.
Yes. He did something, you know, he did something wrong. He'll never walk away again until you come back to me. I'm down on bended knees. And then, you know, four guys are singing it. It's peak slow jams.
Yeah.
It has a good balance of slow and jams. I think that was a pretty equal balance.
Yeah, Armand, we got to find a way to make a song with you where you have the guy with the deep voice come in.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Down.
No, but on bended knee, classic. Love it. Perfect.
Yeah. I think that might be my favorite ballad on the two album.
Okay.
Oh, there's three main ones. Yeah.
I think on bended knee is the best one. That bridge is crazy. Wanye, I always say this, bring back begging.
Bring back begging?
Bring back begging. Men do not beg for their ladies anymore when they mess up. Mm. Wanye was at the end of his rope and was completely desperate and willing to embarrass himself for the lady that he loves. We don't get that anymore.
You get more bombastic and more like, hey, girl, I got three girls. Do you want to be my girl?
As well.
First of all, yes. We have not, on Clock Radio Speakers, we have not talked about Shaggy and Sting's Best of Both Worlds album.
look.
My second question is, why haven't we talked about this album?
Well, I mean, we could do a Shaggy retrospective.
We kind of could.
I mean, between It Wasn't Me, Boombastic, it's really going to be about 15 minutes long.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Boombastic is short. That was a classic middle school dance song.
It was. Is that on your list?
It's not a slow jam.
You can't say. Well, I don't know how you're defining this at this moment.
I know.
We haven't gotten to yet.
I know. No, we're listening to all these songs off, and I was really thinking, like, there was definitely, like, a three-song sequence at one point for, like, some school dance I went to when I lived in New Jersey where it was, like, Boombastic and then Tootsie Roll and then, like, some Boys to Men song. And it's just, like, can you imagine being a chaperone and trying to deal with that?
No. That would have been a nightmare.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We could do an episode where we, like, list, like, all the, I guess what I consider, like, Miami bass records, but like those inspired, I guess it's Atlanta bass too, but you know what I mean? Like all the 69 Boys records and
yeah. I thought we were doing a Jock Jams definitive 15.
Oh, the Jock Jams too. Oh, Marissa's going to have to come back for Jock Jams.
Oh, I live Jock Jams. Cause I played volleyball and our warm up was two Jock Jams and that made you hit harder and like spike harder. Oh, so good.
All right, Marissa, what do you got up next?
All right, my last troubled love / did you learn a life lesson?
Yeah.
Was 112 Cupid.
Definitely on my list. You're killing me, Smalls.
10,000% on my list.
Thank you.
It's a great song.
I mean, initially, not listening deep to the lyrics, I almost put it in Flirty Girl, like, oh, because it has that tone. You're like, yeah, everything's going great. But really, I will say there's a lot of nouns of girls and babies and, you know, less is more or none. Just saying. they got some issues in this relationship. It's a trap. When I ask you to trust me, that doesn't mean I'm going to cheat on you. Like, and it's kind of harkening back to what I said about Valentine's Day. It's like, oh, you get me flowers? Like, what'd you do wrong? That kind of thing of like, she's trying to trap him. I'm not trying to trap you. But it just seems like, girl, you're twisting it. Girl, you're doing this. Like, what do you, baby, I love you. I'm so tired of the way you turn my words into deception and lies.
I'm 1,000% here for Marissa doing spoken word of 90s R&B lyrics. This is a genre I didn't even know I needed.
Didn't know you needed it, so you needed it.
Yeah, it's not what you want, but it is what you need.
That's everybody go get Sweeter right now on elect.bandcamp.com.
Yep. Wasn't there a – wait, did I just – did you just do The Weeknd?
What are you talking about?
No, I think – did Marissa just do another spoken word piece of The Weeknd? Did you just do what you need? Or am I tripping?
I feel a lot of things flowing through me anytime. And I have so many inside jokes that sometimes are jokes on jokes on jokes, so they come there.
Yeah, it just kind of flows. You know.
Not to be confused with Rex on Rex on Rex.
No.
No, actually.
If it weren't for Cupid, that 112 album would have really been mostly a bunch of stinkers.
Like, no, the first one?
Yeah, that album, basically, there's the Only You remix, there's Come See Me, and then there's Cupid, and that's it.
Hold on, because I'm ready to prove you wrong. Hold on.
Yeah, okay.
Can I touch you?
No.
And this is your day.
Okay.
Rest of that, throw it all away is very accurate. But no. This is your day and Can I Touch You? Yes. Those two records. The second and the third album are classic. Part 3 and Room 112 are classic.
No.
Especially Room 112.
Room 112? With Anywhere? Yes. Oh, Anywhere is classic.
I was about to say, don't do that. Now, Anywhere did introduce us to the Lil Leather Zane. White Timbs. Yeah, Lil Zane too. But Leather White Timbs just embarrassed my whole life.
Not a fan? So,
I think it was life.
No, not of White Timbs. No, it eliminates the purpose of the boot.
Yeah, if anything, Timbs should be baby blue.
That just reeks of 2002. Now I'm going to wear a bandana with rhinestones in it.
They are very 2002. They are my favorite in 2002 because Doc had a pair.
They weren't baby blue.
Well, in my head they were. What color were they?
They were just they were navy blue. I had navy blue Timbs.
I remember being lighter. I know because I used to like steal them and run down the hallway at the college dorm, and that was like my middle school flirting with you. So
it's true.
Welcome.
It's true.
Like now, that was like a year and a half before we even dated. So you're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're reminiscing here on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, girl, steal your future man's shoes. That's not weird.
It's terrible.
All right, Marissa, what's up next?
So technically, I did 15, but yep. I need to at least say my category because I put Genuine's Pony on. I had to cut my last one, which was a tie anyway.
Okay.
So first lady rules. My last category was the Wrap It Up song, Pull Your Partner. When I lived in England, it would be like, okay, this is the last song of the night. You got to pull. Like, pull means, all right, settle on whatever bird, whatever lady you were going for.
We know what the end of the night pull means.
Yes. I'm just saying, I don't know where the streets are. If there are young streets or old streets. Like, old streets, no. Young streets. Young streets, why not?
Armand, you're definitely changing your name to Young Streets.
You were already Young Streets, like in 2007.
There you go.
You were submitting beats as Young Streets.
Young Streets.
Now you're just Streets, and eventually you'll be fully Old Man Streets on a park bench. Feeding pigeons.
All right, so what did you have?
Being cranky about music. So it was like, this is like the song you wrap up your dance with. I thought that needed to be acknowledged because it's like, okay, we're right before we turn on the lights and everyone blinks and you're like, oh, I look like this. You're all sweaty from dancing to like 10,000 songs. They're kind of tied, but both are Boys to Men. It could be so hard to say goodbye or End of the Road, but I'd have the edge, I think, to End of the Road because you're like, okay, end of the dance, it's done. You know, grab your chick, grab your guy, get your last cheek to cheek, crotch to crotch, whatever you're close next to rubbing on. This is your like wrap it up summation. Go home.
Somehow you just stole.
End of the Road was definitely. Go ahead.
You just stole two of my songs in that one little my throwaway tie.
Just call me Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Yeah, End of the Road and It's So Hard Say Goodbye, definitely both on my list.
They are the list. They are the cat. They are slow jams.
Armand, what do you had End of the Road?
Neither one of those on my list.
What's that?
Okay.
Neither one of those are on my list.
Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting.
It's So Hard to Say Goodbye, and even End of the Road are definitely last dance at middle school songs.
Oh yeah.
We had to acknowledge that's a whole category. 100%.
End of the Road, like, especially because like when they get to the end where they're like with the instrumentation, class. Right? That's when they can fade the lights up.
Yes. Oh, that was the worst. Yes.
Like,
I was like, I need two more minutes to lock this down.
I've definitely like locked down who I was supposed to lock down before the lights came on. So when the lights came on, it was like the, all right, what are we doing sort of thing. Yeah. But
more where often, are we going?
More often than not, it was the, yeah, you took too long.
Yeah. Also, middle school, I don't know how fast you were, but it was like, where are you going? I'm going back to my house in my parents' minivan.
Exactly. You know,
versus keeping it 100% real here.
Right? You're like, uh-huh, okay, bye. I mean, but just to be honest, that if you were in the position, like the end of the night, you know, you looked great and you looked fine under the like the little red or blue lights. And then, you know, you came to the dance all fresh. You had your haircut. You have your deodorant on. Hopefully that was before Axe Spray, I think, which is terrible. Don't do it. Anyone, don't do it. And then you had your little white shirt all pressed, tucked in, maybe a tie, maybe not. Hopefully not a clip on. But by the end of the night, your shirt was untucked. You were unkempt, possibly unbuttoned a bit.
The sleeves are definitely rolled up.
Yeah, not from sexy activities per se, but it's more because you were putting your sweat. I mean, Tootsie Roll takes a lot out of you. You gotta roll your Tootsie.
Freak, a lot of dipping too. Freak nasty to dip at middle school dances.
I mean, and then later on, like Shorty Swing My Way.
No? They weren't cool enough to play that song at my dance.
Oh man.
Okay. Yeah, that wasn't that. Now that's a classic, but yeah. The remix. Oh my god. Anyway,
can I ask a question that always bothered me?
Yes.
Where did Cotton Eye Joe come from? The complete opposite of slow jams.
I can answer. They came from hell.
It is like it was one of those songs I thought was like an old song redone. Because it was so corny, so stupid, and I'm like, why is this popular? I'm like, am I missing it? And then I kind of got like mind flim flammed. I never liked the song, but I was just like, why?
Yeah, it's a terrible song. It's one of
those songs. Why was there Cotton Eye Joe?
I mean, it's an old folk song.
Yeah, I see Nina Simone sang it, but I was like, but why would they like trash all over it?
Oh, with the dance version.
Why do they do the things they do, Dave? Yeah, they're called what are they called? They're called something terrible, like rednecks. Rednecks, like red N-E-X.
Oh, yeah.
I remember being very confused. And I think I never Googled it up until this point as an adult, so like 20 years, because I was just like, why?
Rednecks with an X. Oh, that's right. So trash.
Yeah, why?
That's super trash.
Why would you do that to the children? We were just children. Why would you do that?
That's trash.
Yeah.
I'm angry.
You're angry. All right. All right, Armand, I know you have a bunch... I have five left.
You might as well just do your five, and I'll just run through mine.
All right. So first of all, Marissa, I cannot believe you didn't have a single Jodeci song on your list.
I knew which one you would have, so I knew it was covered.
I mean, we're gonna start with Jodeci Forever, My Lady.
Yes, mm-hmm. On my mm-hmm. list.
That is an incredible song.
It was on my honorable mentions. I said we're having a baby. I was like, oh, they have a baby in this song. All right. I thought it was skipping ahead in the relationship a little bit, but he has a beat, they have the tones, he's excited. But I don't think Jodeci wasn't as heavy in my middle school or my dance song rotation at my school.
It was early. That's 90, 91.
Yeah, it's pretty early.
So that's where I'm coming from, but I know you have stories about this song.
Well, not this one. So I'm going to save my favorite Jodeci song for, I'm going to do all my Jodeci records right now.
Okay.
Jodeci Freaking You.
Yes. Honorable mentions.
That is an amazing song.
It's just filthy.
Filthy, but great. I mean, I can't believe I listened to that when I was like 13, which is true for like most of these songs.
Right?
But let me talk.
What did your parents think about that song? Were they like, oh yeah, Freaking
You? I mean, my parents sort of knew it was all over when I somehow convinced them to like let me buy the Dog Pound album.
Doc has told the story on
Clark. And like pretty. That was pretty, I mean, from there on out, like nothing's filthier than that album. Nothing. That might, I mean, that's one of the filthiest hip hop albums ever recorded. That was like mainstream popular, I'm guessing, right? Gotta be.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, after that, freaking you. Who cares? But let me talk about the song that when I was 13 years old, 14 years old, I thought was going to be my wedding song.
Mm-hmm.
Jodeci, Love You For Life.
Yep. Not on my list for classics.
Oh, not in your...
You guys aren't going to know 90% of my list.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm excited to hear it.
I'm excited to hear it, too. No, Love You For Life is... It's not classic. Like... It's a classic, and it's not like, again, it's not like if you were to tell someone listen to one Jodeci record, you probably wouldn't pick Love You For Life, but it's my favorite Jodeci record. It's my favorite Jodeci slow jam by far.
That's real. All
right. Let's take a moment to have a hypothetical. So let's say fifth grade Doc met fifth grade first lady, and we each had a song we were so sure would be our wedding song. Who do you think would win? Mine was All For One, I swear. I think I would win.
I'm not surprised you think that.
I feel like she just answered that question.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think she asked that question so she could answer that question.
You're welcome.
Okay. Next up, I mean, this is a weird category. Sometimes slow jams are about things that are sad. Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men, One Sweet Day.
I thought about that one.
I find it a little hard to get my groove on.
Yeah.
With the sad.
Yeah. It's pretty sad. Yeah. But people definitely slow dance to it at middle school.
Yeah, they
and it's a funeral song.
Yes.
100%. Why are we slow dancing to One Sweet Day? That's a great question.
Mm.
Did anyone ever slow dance to Bone Thugs and Harmony? No. Crossroads? Okay.
No, but they definitely got played in my school dances.
Right.
Oh, yeah, of course, of course.
I love that song. But I like that makes me associate with that. And I'm like, yeah, let's get it on. Duh. No. I'm not there. You chose it.
And then the last one on my list that Marissa didn't already pick off. My favorite R. Kelly slow jam. Although, again, like when you go listen to the content. Also, this is a song where this is really when I realized how much of a music nerd I was. Oh, because I would be like, oh, they're playing the radio edit, not the album version. Or conversely, my favorite version of the song, not the video version, and that would be R. Kelly's Down Low.
Yeah, that was one that I thought about. I didn't put it on my list because I didn't put any R. Kelly on my list. No R. Kelly on my list, but that's
you know, I mean, honestly, you probably made the right move, Armand, but
it's a choice.
R. Kelly Down Low. I mean, unfortunately, it unleashed the phenomenon of Mr. Biggs on the world.
Mr. Biggs, Mr. Biggs.
But I mean, honestly, Down Low and Mr. Biggs, without it, we don't get Percy Miracle's Cheating.
Right. Percy Miracle's is Mr. Biggs.
Right.
I'll take that journey to get there.
You'll take that journey to get there. And Down Low is classic. I'll take that.
It is classic video, classic.
I mean, everything about it just ridiculous.
Yep.
All right, I got some honorable mentions as well, but Armand, I cannot wait to hear your 15.
All right.
So, Armand's like, we've been recording for 2.5 hours already.
I'm hungry. I'm ready to get these bars off. All right. Okay. So again, what I've done on Definitive 15s is sometimes I'll just give I'll give a slot to one artist and just list their songs because I just couldn't pick one. So a couple of them, actually four of my 15 just come from the artist. Before I get into that list, I'm just going to, spoiler alert, I don't have Mariah Carey on my list. And I was really hard-pressed to find a definitive ballad of hers, which is interesting because I have one she in has my such honorable an iconic mentions. Verse. A voice, I'm sorry. Okay.
I have one. I could have put it in my definitive 15. It was close.
Okay. So we'll talk about that when we get there. Bet. So this is not in order because I always forget that Marissa does these fantastic, really in-depth. It's clearly you're a reader. Clearly. So my first one, it was a tie because one of these I'm not sure is a slow jam, but I'm gonna go Janet Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime, anyplace.
That was an honorable mention.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if That's the Way Love Goes is a slow jam. It's a song that you can dance to slow, close with a woman.
Yeah.
Like, it's a slow jam? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think That's the Way Love Goes is a... Okay, I'm putting my hand on the hips. She's putting her hands up on my shoulder, and we're dancing 4 feet apart. It's not that kind of slow jam, but I get it.
We're definitely dry humping into that song.
Right, if I'm in college when that record comes out.
Sure.
You wish you were in college when that song came out.
No, because then I would be wearing flannel all the time.
That's the thing.
I'm just
kidding. Flannel's back. No, see, I put it on my honorable mentions. I wrote The Beat Is There. I mean, you have your sexy hip time. Just the way she sings, like Moth to a Flame, Desire, Fire. She's going to take him there. I believe it. I was all for the ladies, but I just felt like, is it not quite? But when I imagine the video is definitive for this, and I just imagine sepia tones, soft lighting.
Yes.
I feel like the guy that's dancing with me is dancing behind me, and I'm in control, and he's following my lead. She's totally in control there, obviously. But yes, I agree with this 100%.
Okay.
Good choice.
Thank you. My number two is In Vogue, Don't Let Go.
Thought about it.
Definitely on my honorable mentions.
Okay. Great song.
Great song. I was trying to find room for En Vogue in my Definitive 15.
Yeah.
They are really forgotten about.
They are forgotten about, and that's terrible because Cindy is amazing. I will say that Don't Let Go is very much violent, post argument song. I won't get into details of what happens during that song, but yeah, that's a very passionate song. I'll say that.
Mm.
Number three is one of my Boys to Men picks, but it's not a Boys to Men song. It's a song that features a member of Boys to Men. Completely biased. It's not definitive for anybody else, but it's 100% definitive for me. It is Brandy and Wanya's Harder remix. Mm. Needed that. Needed it 100%. My number four is a song. Clearly, I know that you guys can put this on there. PM Dawn, I Die Without You. One of my favorite songs ever in life.
I don't think I've ever heard that song.
What? No, I don't know it.
Wait. You didn't watch Boomerang when Epiphany and Marcus Graham came out?
I did. Is it in there?
Yeah, it's at the end.
You might have to play it real quick.
Play it. I like it when you play songs. Do as much as possible.
Okay. I'm not playing songs as much because I don't have the best setup. My mic went out.
That's
finally.
Okay. We'll get the
That's
idea.
Okay. I just need a little flavor. A little flavor in our ear.
Oh. Oh, my God. All right, hold on. Let me just skip the piano part because it's 20 seconds in. You haven't heard this?
I have. It sounds vaguely familiar.
I don't think I heard that.
Yeah, that's very much a curl in the corner and cry, but I'm still a man song.
That's a whole other kind of slow jam.
That is
on the list.
That is another slow jam. I tried to get her back and she didn't take me back, and now my life is as terrible as I thought it was going to be. That's
you got 100%. You got down on your bended knees and she said no, thank you. Yeah, send it
you
back.
You down on your knees begging her please and she said no.
The begging didn't work.
Okay, number five. I tried to find a New Edition song.
Mm-hmm.
Can You Stand the Rain was 88, I believe, so that wouldn't fit. But they had solo careers, and I always say that the best solo album out of all of them, most people would say it's Bobby Brown's second album, self-titled, but I'm gonna go with Johnny Gill's first self-titled. So I've got a tie between My 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 and Lady Du Jour.
Okay.
I haven't heard those records in a long time.
Okay, all right, number six. Self-explanatory. I'm actually shocked, Doc, that this wasn't on your list.
Okay.
Tony Anniversary.
No, not on my list. No. Not even on my honorable mention.
Oh my God, here we go.
I thought Doc had more Tony, but it's
Tony is they're fine.
I think Armand died.
Armand broke his microphone.
I think he had a heart attack, died, broke his microphone.
It's true.
Resurrected.
Oh my God. Okay. My number seven, I'm going to go. I'm running through these.
You're running through these.
So number seven is going to be a tie with Mint Condition. Either
I forgot about Mint Condition.
Or You Send Me Swinging. Had to. My number eight is from my favorite R&B album ever.
Okay.
Eight and nine are my two favorite R&B albums ever. Faith Evans, Soon As I Get Home, from her first album.
That was definitely an honorable mention, and I thought about it. Yeah. Okay. So that's a great song.
Yep. Number nine is from another classic album of mine. This album to me is flawless, but it's really depressing, but it's got, I couldn't pick one song from it. So it's from Sade's Love Deluxe album.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Cherish the Day, No Ordinary Love, I Couldn't Love You More, Kiss of Life. Could not pick one out of those. That is a run like nobody's business.
What year is that album?
That's 92.
Yeah, see, I have a real blind spot for like that 91, 92, 93, especially for R&B. Like, I just wasn't into it.
Yeah, sure.
But
sure.
I get that. Yeah.
You were Young Street, Doc. You just,
I was,
you weren't,
I mean, I was
you
like,
at Big Street yet.
In 92, I was nine.
You were lowercase D, but now you're.
I was lowercase D, and now I'm a big D.
The girl see you got the money? actually, these next two, particularly the one after I picked this one, I'm actually shocked it's not on your list, Doc.
Okay.
Number 10 is going to be Aaliyah's One in a Million.
Yeah.
I have opinions about this. It's not a slow jam.
That's 100% a slow jam. What are you talking about?
Not a slow jam.
What?
No.
It's a slow song.
I can't think of a single Timbaland slow jam. They don't exist.
Oh my God.
There's too much rhythm going on.
I briefly considered it, but I mean, I was like, oh, Leah, I mean, I have a age ain't nothing but a number, but I was like, no, I thought that was too problematic. And I was like,
it's very problematic.
I thought about using At Your Best, but no, One in a Million. I got my first lap dance to One in a Million at a club. I was 14, changed my life.
Not, what songs you don't get lap dances to? Slow jams.
Well, if you want, well, I'm not going to finish that anyway.
I mean, can you imagine a lap dance to As Yet Last Night?
Yes.
John Sakana, Just Another Day.
Whoever is getting yo, a lap dance to John Sakana is over. I imagine somebody, whoever's getting the lap dance to As Yet Last Night is crying.
Oh, yeah.
That's a broken man haunted past.
Broken man haunted past, 100%.
He's not focused in a lap dance. You could do the Macarena to a lap dance.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's feeling feels. You should do like the worst definitive list to do like lap dances too. That's really specific.
That's really specific.
But you could do that.
That might be.
That'd be really fun.
Doc and I are not doing that show by ourselves. Not doing a lap dance episode with another man. It's not happening.
It's funny. One in a million. Like, I get it. But like, for some reason, I hear that and I'm just like, not a slow jam.
You're going to get killed on Twitter. I'm just letting
you know. That's okay. Send all feedback to at @doc_beats.
Another song that is 100% a song that you could get a lap dance to that's on my list, and I'm shocked that it wasn't on either of your lists. Oh my God. Either of your lists. I need to. Usher, Nice and Slow.
Thought
that's
about
my
it.
Honorable mention.
Thought about it. Oh, you guys are killing me.
Thought about it. I mean, I don't know.
I appreciate that he has a drop chop cruising the streets. It's like, okay. This is part of the reason I didn't he opened with Talk Speaking. I like Talk Speaking. As you know, I talk, speak, whatever here. It was kind of corny. I appreciate it's before the action, but he like says a line, something like, putting my hands somewhere. It just seemed kind of, I listened to it on the way home tonight, and it reinforced my decision not to put it on there because it felt like a 13-year-old boy describing what he thinks like sex and sexy time would be. It was kind of like 40.
I don't disagree with that.
It's 40-year-old virgin, like, you know, her boobs felt like sandbags. I want to put my hands places and do things and freak.
That I've never seen.
Right? It felt like baby Usher. I needed a big Usher. Big baby Usher. He's too little baby Usher.
We're gone. This episode is over.
Whoa. And that concludes this week's episode of
Now I'm going to go cry in a corner. No.
Right. Sheesh. Okay. And the rest of this gets, I actually realized that Shy is on my honorable mentions, not on my 15.
Oh.
So I've got Cupid, Forever My Lady. So my last two, John B. They Don't Know.
On my honorable mentions.
One is an honorable mention. One, not honorable mention. One, this is one of my favorite R&B songs, and I know that this doesn't really apply to a whole lot of other people, but Tyrese Lately, 99 or 98.
You didn't go with Sweet Lady?
Nah, I was never a fan of Sweet Lady. Lately was my joint.
Okay.
So there's my 15, and now we can get into this long
list of honorable mentions.
Long list of honorable mentions.
So can I talk about somebody we haven't talked about, and I wondered if any of us would?
Yes. Sure.
Toni Braxton.
Yes. Honorable mentions.
Unbreak My Heart.
I've got Love Should Have Brought You Home.
Oh.
I think find my page. I have 4 pages of notes. Oh, I have You Mean the World to Me.
She has joints.
We have forgotten about Toni Braxton.
Yeah. Her first album is classic. That's mostly Babyface. That's somebody who I really wanted to include on my list, but like Babyface is one of, if not my favorite writer producer ever. And yeah, early Toni Braxton's all Babyface.
Yeah. I had her on as an honorable mention on my Troubled Love, Did You Learn a Life Lesson? Cause You Mean the World to Me. I thought it was kind of upbeat, but I'm like, was it not quite slow enough? But all she needs is one good reason. She's lived and she's learned.
One good reason. Yeah.
Right? Like, you sing along to that, whether you're a guy or a girl, you're in it. Like,
yeah.
That
was the good thing about Toni Braxton is that she, because she sang at such a lower tone, like men mm-hmm. could sing on her stuff. But it was very much like scorned. She had a lot of scorn songs. That's one thing I don't like about. That's one thing I don't like. I will say this because you talked about this earlier, First Lady, about not having enough woman, female representation in R&B.
Yeah.
A lot of like songs that women sang, and I'm not even going to blame the artist. I'm going to blame the fact that in a lot of cases, especially in the 90s, it was like, okay, you're pretty and you can sing, so we're going to give you songs, we're going to give you the clothes to wear, and we're going to present you in a way. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of woman or female R&B was like, bitter, I hate you, you broke my heart, you did me dirty. Like, I did all these things for you, and then, like, you did me dirty. Like, there wasn't a whole lot of pure, I'm a woman, and I'm in love, or I'm a woman, right. and I desire to be in love, or I'm a woman, and I'm in a relationship, and everything's fine. Like, it was always, like, extremes, and that sucked. That sucks.
On that topic, I have 3 honorable mentions under my Girl on a Pedestal, Put Your Scarves and Hats On, but from the 3 women's that were high honorable mentions. Okay, so my first one, I'm going to nominate it, but I'm also going to be like, and take it down a peg because it was I Want to Be Down by Brandy because I appreciate that it was done. I just don't believe her singing it.
Ooh.
That's
wow.
Right.
Marissa with that. Wow. Wow.
Is that
a slow jam?
Is at Marissa Hicken. I don't think it is. I don't think she
I don't
has
think
enough,
it is either.
Okay.
I don't think she has enough to it. I was like, I was trying to find my girls. I just didn't believe Brandy. But the one I do believe is I Believe Monica, Don't Take It Personal. But that is, you're already in a relationship. And I like her straight upness that she's like, hey, I'm a woman. I'm having a day. I love you. It's not about you. It's me doing me. She's self-assured. I believe Monica. She just feels more realized in her voice and vocal potential, vocal fullness. I don't know. I buy it. I'm like, yeah, girl, I'm with you. I have those days. But is it a slow jam? Is it sexy? Is it like it's self-assured sexy? It's not obvious. That was why I put it on honorable mentions. But I buy what she's selling in general. Comments.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't think it's a slow jam, but I get it.
That's why I had some that I'm like, yeah. That's why they're honorable. Okay. And then my last one, which I don't really think is a slow jam, but the beat just didn't quite vibe with my idea of slow jams.
Okay.
But it is a sweet love song you can flirt dance to, which would have been great under my flirting across the dance floor punch bowl scene scenario. Sweetest Thing by Lauryn Hill.
Her best song by far.
It's that's the same self-assured. She has a full voice in control. That's why those two, Monica and Lauren, compared to Brandy, I just don't feel Brandy's believing what she's singing in that 1 second. I feel like she's trying to put on an act because she's Brandy. But I was like, that's just a good, like, you know what? You don't have to dance with someone else to that song. You can just dance with yourself almost. And then that could bring, that could be your milkshake to bring all the boys to the yard. Like, your self-assuredness. Like, and that, you know what? And that not caring if you're trying to look cool or not. Like, oh yeah, so you're just grooving, you're jamming, you're feeling it. Then the boys all come. Or girls, whatever you want. Both, everybody. Everybody should pull.
Armand, what do you got for some honorable mentions?
Yeah.
Oh boy. I've got a lot, so
good.
Just start naming them.
Okay, so I've got After 7, Ready or Not. I've got Total, Kissing You.
Thought about Total. Yeah.
I've got Black Street, Before I Let You Go.
Okay.
Okay.
I've got Belle Biv DeVoe, When Will I See You Smile Again?
Yeah.
I appreciate that on your list.
Another Boys to Men song from the first album, Please Don't Go. Another John B. song, Someone to Love, when everybody thought he was Babyface, because he was. I've got Drew Hill Beauty. My Brian McKnight is a tie between Never Felt This Way and Anytime.
Yeah, Anytime. Okay. That's a good one.
Anytime's fire. My Genuine was So Anxious.
Same.
So Anxious.
Same. I thought about it. It was my first honorable mention. When I was cutting from 20 down to 15, yep. I was like, that was my first one that got cut.
Yep, me too. Well, that was my last one that got cut.
Ooh.
Joe, All the Things Your Man Won't Do. Joe's a dirtbag, but that's a great song. Maxwell's Mellow Smooth Remix of Something Something. Guy Let's Chill, which was 1990, barely made the list. And now this song, I don't know if it is a slow jam.
Okay. But
Tevin Campbell, Can We Talk?
I remember it.
Jodeci's version of Lately, which is better than Stevie Wonder's version. and that's why I asked if we were counting remakes. Yep,
yeah, sure,
okay.
That's fine.
Okay, I'm not mad at that.
I've got Immature, Never Lie.
Immature.
100% got Immature. I've got Mr. Blackberry Molasses, apparently the song that Tupac was listening to before he got killed.
I forgot about Blackberry Molasses.
Yes. Shout out to Organized Noise.
I was trying to figure out a way to fit Groove Theory in here too, but
which one? Keep Trying or
yeah, I went back, they just didn't have a ballad that really worked for me.
Yeah. I get it. I've got my favorite Michael Jackson song that he did not pick, which is Blackstreet's Joy. But it's not slow. It's a jam, and it's sappy.
It's not slow. Okay.
Yep. That's what kept it off. I've got Babyface, When Can I See You Again?
Yeah.
I've got 702, Get It Together. I've got a song that, again, jam, but not slow. TLC, Baby, Baby, Baby.
it's a good song.
I've got Monica, Before You Walk Out of My Life.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if that's a slow, it's slower tempo.
I get what you mean.
Is it a slow song? Yeah. I've got Erykah Badu, Other Side of the Game.
Mm.
And my last one is Cut Close, I Like.
Cut Close.
Oh my God. That song is dangerous.
All right. I got three more.
Okay.
Casey and JoJo, All My Life.
Oh.
Both you sound wounded. Like,
I saw somebody get their heart broken to that song. So that song always just kind of lives in infamy.
I don't know how I feel about this, but man, I love En Vogue giving him Something He Can Feel.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm not mad at that. Yeah.
That might be my favorite pick of yours. Just because it's so left field, I would not expect you to like that song, but that's a fire record.
That's a great song.
Yes.
And then a song that, I mean, considering I picked All For One Records, you'd think I had no limit to how sappy and cheesy I could go. This is a song that, like, when I was 10 years old, or like 11, whenever the song came out, like, this was like early on in like the, oh yeah, this is playing at a school dance, like, but it's just so like sappy and cheesy, but I don't know where to put it. Basically, Mariah Carey, Hero.
Oh my God. Oh boy. Wow. Oh boy.
I mean,
you were raised in the military, right?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yo, did we just win an award? Did my father just come back from deployment? Like, woo. Boy. I was not expecting Hero.
No.
That's right. I just went En Vogue giving him Something He Can Feel right to Mariah Carey, Hero.
Yeah.
That was a swerve. That was an acute angle swerve.
Skirt, skirt.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Are you going to do What If God Was One of Us? Is that
not a slow, you know what? Not a jam. That's the problem with that one.
Yeah, not a jam. Not a jam. No, sorry, Joan.
Yeah, that's what I said. It was too cheesy and sappy, but I felt I had to call it out.
So can I share a story that I was involved in my church youth group when I was in like high schoolish time, and you had to like bring a song and share, and I was like, because I didn't really buy a ton of music in middle school, high school. So my mom, I think, took me to like the record store, the music store, and I bought the tape of What If God Was One of Us.
Oh boy.
It wasn't a single. I think I bought the whole album. And so you had to play a song and say how it related to you with God. And I was like reaching, because I was like, this was like early in it where I was like, this song has God on it. I was like, I think it might have been 8th into 9th or 9th, whatever the year where it got. And I was like, this song. And I picked it. And yeah, so the tape of What If God Was One of Us. I listened to it and I'm like, yeah.
That'll totally go.
What if God was one of us? But nowhere near a jam.
Not a jam. Terrible.
No.
Jam.
It's not,
that's
not
hilarious.
Jam. True story. First lady life lessons.
Your closet is like two stories. True story.
Good.
My walls do a 360. You know, anyway. All right. Anything else we need to talk about for Defender 1590 Slow Jams?
Ooh, I cannot wait for feedback, because
oh
I'm
my
sure
goodness.
There are records. People are going to yell. Doc, I think they're going to yell at you.
They're definitely going to yell at me.
Good.
That's true. They love Marissa. That'll be fine. And the R&B nerds will be like, they'll be listening to Armand going, yeah, okay, yeah, I get it.
Deep cuts only.
Right. Yep.
That's how we do. The 9-minute version of Anniversary, by the way.
Of course.
With the breakdown, the build up.
I love it.
Yeah, I think we're good.
All right. Well,
I think we covered it.
Thank you, Marissa, for joining us on this episode, on this Valentine's Day edition of Clack Radio Speakers. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I have no idea how many sides this is going to end up being, but this has been a very long episode. But hopefully y'all liked it and listened all the way through. So as always, use the hashtag Clack Radio Speakers or hit us up at CRS Podcast and let us know what you think. Anything are we missing anything else? Armand, Marissa, anything?
Nah, I'm good.
I think I need to record like this is Clack Radio Speakers side E.
We gotta get more. We gotta get more of those in the can, so I can be more creative when editing. No,
in the can is hilarious.
That's a term.
That I have. I just took a picture. I'll send it to you guys. I have like 20 tabs open because when Armand was flying through his, I was like, I don't know that. So I have a whole bunch of fun music videos I'm going to treat myself to in about 5 seconds.
Please.
So, yeah, I'm very excited.
I'm excited.
All right, everybody.
Are we doing the thing with the thing that we talked about with these lists?
I'm going to stop recording and then we're going to, Marissa, stay on and we're going to talk about some things.
I like things.
All right, everybody. I have no idea
if
we're back.
Jokes. I want to be a part of it someday.
I have no idea if we're back. Armand, are we back next week? Do we have anything? I don't know what's going on.
I have no idea.
All right. We'll figure it out. So
we've been going kind of strong lately.
We've been going strong. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And we'll be back when we're back.
Yeah. Like we've probably already done more episodes this year than we did last year.